Thanks, Matt. Good afternoon, everybody. Good to see everybody. And hard to screw last weekend up, so happy to talk about that. More importantly, I thought we had a good bye week, a productive bye week. It was, I think, went pretty smoothly. And needless to say, we turned our attention now to the challenge that awaits us in Columbus this weekend. So basically, you know, say three things about Ohio State, three facts. First and foremost, they've got really good players, all three phases, you know, and I think are really deserving of their ranking, certainly. They've had great production in all three phases, and they're really well coached in all three phases. So it's kind of what you'd expect of a top-ranked team like that, just very, very impressive in all regards. And then, in fact, on top of that fact, is that we're playing a very hostile environment. You know, the Big Ten's full of a lot of tough venues to go to, and certainly Columbus fits that bill. So, you know, against that backdrop, we have a big challenge in front of us right now. And bottom line is this, you know, games get played on Saturdays, at least they used to now, Fridays as well. They get played on the game field. So it's really all about the players and what they do. And as we move forward here, and kind of the message we've tried to convey to our team is that, you know, it's all about our preparation. And it's all about, you know, the way we practice and put study in on film, that type of thing. That's what's going to lead to good execution, and that's what it takes to beat a team of this caliber. So, you know, basically it's really dependent on how we prepare right now this week, and that's where our focus is as we move forward. I think we all have a good, you know, good grasp for what's in front of us there. So finish our preparation, make sure we go in there with the right mindset, and know that it's going to be, you know, quite a challenge for us, and that's kind of it in a nutshell right now where we're at as a football team. Captains remain the same. Got Jay Higgins and Quinn Schulte defensively, and then Luke Lachey and Cade McNamara offensively will be captains going on for the toss. And then our kid captain this week, I know we're on the road, but we'll have a kid captain. It's a 16-year-old Hayden Ulrich, and she's a young lady who at age 7 was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia and underwent treatment over at the University of Iowa Stead Family Children's Hospital. And happy to say right now she's doing outstanding. 16-year-old doing really well. Outstanding student, aspires to be a nurse. I'll throw it out for questions. Yeah, I mean, you know, needless to say, they're very balanced, and they've got good talent at all positions. So it's not like you can load up in any one area. You really just have to play great team defense, and it's probably the only way you have a chance to slow them down. They've had a lot of big plays this year, and they've got really good players. You just named four of them that are really talented. And, you know, they're really good up front as well, you know, very veteran up there. So, you know, and that's their whole team. They've recruited well historically, and now they've done a good job with the portal as well. A couple key additions on the offensive side, running back, center to name two, and obviously the quarterback on top of it, so right up the middle, three really good players. So there really is no weakness there, and it's just a matter of trying to, you know, compete with them each and every down. It's just like when we announced him back in February. I feel the same way. Just first and foremost, a really quality person. And, you know, I've been here 34 years now. I think I've worked with whatever it would be. Let me do the math. Two coordinators plus four. Six coordinators offensively and three defensive coordinators in my time here. Fortunate that we have good stability. And I think Tim's been a great fit with the program. Tremendous person, as I said. Outstanding football coach on top of it, just, you know, very positive and has really good expertise. And, you know, his passion and love is the offensive side. He's a former quarterback. And, you know, he's really fitting well with everybody in every regard. And I also respect the fact or appreciate the fact that he does have, I think, a real perspective of the value of team football. And that's always been important here, at least during my 34 years. And I think he has an appreciation for that, too. So he's been a great fit. And, yeah, happy with the stats so far, but at this point, you know, we've only played four games, so It's kind of like rankings, you know, I think everything pans itself out or bears itself out a little bit more once you get into the latter part of the season.
John, it's that Cedar Rapids. Is that one to ask about a couple of players injury-wise? Will Sean Williams and Seth Anderson, do either of them, are either of them back now after the bye?
Yeah, they both came back at the end of last week, I guess Friday. I think they're both on the field full speed. So, yeah, it's good. And, you know, if there's a positive thing right now, I guess there's a lot of positive things, but one is that we're probably about as healthy as I can remember ever. We had a record short medical meeting. Every Monday night we meet medically, myself, Ray, and the medical staff. And happy to say, I mean, it was short and quick, so that's good. Our body weights are good. So, I mean, a lot of, you know, for this time of year, we're doing pretty well that way. I mean, yeah, that means winning this week, is what you're saying? Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely, yeah. No, I mean, yeah, I don't look at it that way, like, you know, haven't done this or haven't done that, but do we want to win this week? Absolutely, yes, we sure do, and we're trying to prepare for that right now. And there's probably a reason to cite, you know, the facts that you just gave. Historically, they've been really good, and they're tough to beat there. We all know that going into it, so, yeah, it's all about what we can do to try to get ready, and I don't want to say it took a miracle play, but it was close to that back in 87 over there. And, you know, we were close in 09 and played a heck of a game there in 13. You know, so we've had some times where we've really made it competitive. And I think there's some parallels between all those games. You're going to have to make some plays. You're going to have to compete for the full 60 because they were awfully good in 87 and, you know, they were awfully good in 13. Some similar challenges back then. It felt like they had 12 guys on the field offensively. So, you know, somehow, some way, you've got to contain them a little bit and then also, you know, try to muster up some plays on your end. And it's always a challenge.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, Scott Dockman with The Athletic. Back a few years ago when the NCAA allowed a four-game tryout, I guess it was for freshmen or whatever, to allow them to play but then maintain their eligibility. At first, you seem to be in favor of that. And then a couple of years later, you kind of just said, you know, I wish we could just go to a five years to play football. And it sounds like that there's a kind of a growing swelling. The coaches are coming along with that. What's your feelings now on this? Because you've seen it kind of manipulated, if you will, a couple of different situations.
Yeah, that's a new wrinkle. What's happened there is a new wrinkle to some degree. So, I mean, nothing surprises me for a long time, but especially nowadays. But, yeah, I still feel the same way. I think, you know, to me, it would make sense just to give players the option to have 5 years. The trend right now is to be in a place less than longer as it was, you know, maybe 10 years ago. So, yeah, I'd favor that. Certainly would favor that. And then, you know, what you're referencing, what happened last week at a couple places, it's just, you know, it's a reflection of the times, you know, and there's, you know, it is kind of what it is, unfortunately. Yeah, again, I'm not really looking at it that way. You know, we just take each week individually. But, you know, I mean, it kind of goes back. We've been playing pretty good defense. It's an old narrative. I mean, we've played pretty well defensively. We've had issues with the offensive line. And then last year we obviously had interest, some challenges at the quarterback spot. So, but yesterday's news. And if you're going to play a team that is nationally ranked top 10 team, and, you know, those teams you mentioned typically are in that neighborhood, you know, I'm not saying you got to be firing on all three cylinders, but it sure helps. You know, it gives you a chance. And, you know, I guess I look at it the other way. I look at last year. I'll go back to that. And because I know a lot's been written about how many points we scored against whoever it was a year ago. And, you know, I think maybe you look at it the other way. Maybe we did a hell of a job winning 10 games. So there's two ways to look at every coin. And talent, there's ebb and flow of talent. I've been here 25 years, going on 26 now. And it's true each and every year. Every year's got its own challenges. You deal with the challenges that are in front of you. Try to play to your strengths and do the best you can on an annual basis. And, you know, over the long haul. We're proud of our record, so, you know, how it all pans out. You know, it's a year-to-year basis kind of thing. Yeah, I'm only smiling because this is a hell of a week for a test drive. You know, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge there. And just, you know, part of that, too, is blocking their guys up front. They've got an outstanding front. I mean, I think they have 8 all-conference players back on defense. Maybe it's 9. I'm not sure. But they've got really good talent. So their back end is really talented. Veteran, the front guys are the same way. But I agree with what the players said. I think we're making progress. And I was not overly concerned about the statistics coming out of our last game. I was really pleased with the way we played and just the way we responded in that game. And you play the way the game's going, too. That's the other part of it. And, you know, so personally, I hope we don't have 60 pass attempts this week, because if we do, I know what the outcome's going to be. But we're making progress, and I feel like we're progressing pretty much in every area over the last 4 weeks. And now the challenge is we got a 8-week stretch right now. We're just focused on the next 6. But, you know, that's the challenge is make improvement each and every week.
Yeah. Previous years, maybe him having false confidence is what he called it, and this year kind of growing to what is earned confidence, maybe. Is that kind of what you've seen in him, too? Because he's perfect this year, had a pretty clutch kick against Minnesota at the moment. Hasn't faltered at all this year.
Yeah, it's night and day difference, and you know, just in general terms, and again, I can only speak to Iowa because it's about the only place I've been in college football, certainly a major college football. So, for us, it's year 3 is kind of like a magical number, if you will. It seems where guys start to get traction as a rule. Not there's exceptions to everything. And I think Drew's probably a classic example of that. You know, he did a nice job, and you know, 2 years ago really did a really nice job. Last year kind of tailed off at the end. And you know, I think all of us are wondering how he'd respond to that, but he's really come back just extremely, extremely impressive in impressive fashion. Starting in the spring, like he practiced well in the spring, and he's doing a really good job right now. And the kick that he made up into Minnesota was very, very impressive. So he's just, I think LeVar put it in it really well. It's a true confidence now because he's earned it, and he's more mature physically, certainly. So he's better able to execute his job, and yeah, he's just a whole different person. Not only as a football player, as a person too. He was a young guy, and yeah, he came here early. And probably wasn't the most physically mature guy. I mean, can imagine what I was like in high school. And that's he's here playing, trying to play college football. So I thought he did a really good job early, considering. But now he's a much different person and football player on top of it.
Scott. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge, snap-to-snap challenge. And on top of that, they're deep. You know, they play, and they get ahead in so many games, I mean, early. So their backups are good, too. They've got, if you want to call those guys backups, they've got about probably kind of at least 8, maybe 10 guys that play and play effectively. And even, you know, when games in the first hand, they'll roll some guys in there, keep their other guys fresh. But they're physical. They've got good size, and they use that size. They really play physically, aggressively. You know, they make you block them, and that's easier said than done. So it's going to be a good challenge for us, and their backers, very athletic and very active, and, you know, they do a good job letting those guys roam and get to the ball. So and they're good tacklers when they get there. So it's a really – their stats are really impressive defensively, and it's for a reason. Yeah, I think he will. But, you know, again, that's a position where there's a lot of equity in there. The gap is fairly close, I think, with all 4 guys that we listed back in August. So it's week to week. We'll just let the guys keep playing, keep maturing, and see how they do. And Yeah, Jamari's playing really well, and he's healthy, so that's a good thing for us. He's a really respected guy and a leader for us. Yeah, I think the bigger picture is, you know, what I referenced earlier is just, you know, he's got experience in the conference in major college football, and, you know, there are quarterbacks that transfer too, but he's had really a lot of success as a major college, playing major college, whether Power Four, whatever we're called now. You know what I'm talking about? Is it Power Four?
Yeah.
Power Four. Okay, so Power Four experience, you know, where he's played in the big time. But that's helpful. I mean, it's certainly helpful. It's better than going in with a true freshman. But so now I'm triggering thoughts here. I mean, I remember going in there, talking about near misses was 09, where a really young quarterback who had never started a game went in there. I thought played an outstanding game and probably deserved a better outcome than what we got that day. But, yeah, it helps. Experience is good at every position. And you say about our team, last time we were over there, we were really young offensively. A lot of the same guys are back, but they're certainly different players. And, yeah, this is a whole different circumstance, different teams, all that stuff. But, yeah, it's in my mind, it's better to have experience than not have experience, certainly in a case like this. Yeah, I mean, I hope all of our guys have that attitude, because that's what it's going to take. I mean, we're playing a really outstanding football team. So, you know, I don't know how big a factor that's going to be, but, you know, he's really been running well this year, as all of us know. He's been really focused and motivated, and I'm not saying he wasn't motivated before, but I think he's really focused on the right things now, and it's showing up in his performance. And we just talked about, you know, Drew Stevens going into year three. I think that's a factor here too, just the, you know, better understanding the challenges of college football, and it'll be one this week that nobody's really run through these guys very effectively, so it's going to be a real tough challenge. The holes are going to close quick, and, you know, I'm just standing here thinking about a particular play back in 08. We're playing Penn State, where, you know, I'm standing there watching. I think we got about an 8 to 10 yard gain, and ended up being 4 yard gain because Navarro Bowman closed the gap, and that's when you play a team like this, those gaps get, you know, those gaps that look pretty good all of a sudden shrink fast. And, you know, so it's going to take everybody's best performance, and certainly Caleb can help us out. But, yeah, he's doing a really nice job.
John Seppi, Cedar Rapids Gazette. Kind of along those lines, how do you evaluate the run blocking through the first four games? And is there anything else that you kind of attribute in terms of the really much improved rushing offense, you know, top 10 in the country at this point?
Our back is, you know, all of our backs are running well, but Caleb certainly is running as well as anybody we've had in quite a while. But we're four games into it, so we're not ready to have a parade quite yet. And then, you know, I said this back in August, I think we're a little bit more mature, certainly up front, and better than we've been the last couple of years. No knock on anybody or anybody that's, you know, been out there playing the last couple of years. But, you know, we've had our challenges, and fortunately we've been healthy with these guys. They've been beat up a little bit, and they've experienced, you know, disappointment on the field, and now they're starting to have some success. I think they all realize this is going to be a huge challenge for them, but I think they're ready for it and eager for it. But, you know, it all goes together, and having an experienced quarterback helps too. And he's starting, I think, you know, look a little bit more comfortable out there, which is, you know, something we were concerned about after a two-year gap. So I think, you know, it's a positive as well. But everything kind of has to go together, and at some point the passing game will complement the run game a little bit better. And you know, when you get that going, then you get a chance to have a good offense.
Much like you mentioned earlier, you know, games need to be played on Saturdays. Point spreads don't determine the outcome of the game. Talking to the players earlier today, they seem to really lean into, I guess, the underdog mentality of the team. Do you encourage your players to lean into the fact that it's like, hey, nobody's picking us, the one, let's go out and see what happens?
No, I mean, yeah, they're pretty smart guys, and they all – they probably know spreads a lot better than I do because I don't know them. So I'm sure, you know, I mean, we're playing a top five team, so I'm sure we're underdogs. I get that. And But no, I think the important thing is for guys, whether it's a chip on the shoulder or the point spread, whatever, the important thing is just to understand, you know, what it is, what it's going to take in terms of execution to have a chance to be successful. And first thing, you can't squander any opportunities. You really can't do that. And there's examples of their opponents, and Ohio State's got a lot to do with that. They force mistakes, they force turnovers or takeaways and things like that.